Okay, we are going to continue in Psalm 119, so I'm going to encourage you to turn there tonight, Psalm 119. This psalm continues to be a great challenge to me, and it's a great challenge to preach as well, as it is, as Spurgeon put it, a wave upon wave of truth about God's Word. And it, as you look at it and you read it, it is very difficult to find an actual flow through it all. Again, this is a acrostic psalm. Each of the 22 stanzas beginning with the letters of the Hebrew alphabet, and so each of the verses in each stanza begin with the Hebrew letter of the alphabet. Tonight we're going to be looking at verses 9 through 16. I'd like to read them together. And I want you to zero your attention as we read, especially to this first verse, verse 9. And as you read this, I am encouraging you to be thinking of biblical characters that might illustrate this truth. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Now, as you read over this, obviously the verse 9 is a verse where we see the psalmist sharing instruction. Remember, last time we were together, we looked at the four different postures that are in this psalm. The posture of seeking God's help or supplication. The posture of stating a truth. The posture of singing God's praises. And the posture of sharing instruction. And with that grid, you can go through this psalm and get a better understanding of what the psalmist is communicating. You can get an understanding of his attitude and the way he's portraying and speaking of the Word of God. Because just like the psalmist, we also, throughout life, have times of great need, where we cry out, "Help, I'm needy." Or we have times where we are confident and we say, "This is the truth." Or we have times when we are just thrilled and say, "We are in awe of you, God." Or times when we're truly concerned and we seek to give others direction. And the psalmist finds himself in each one of those situations throughout this psalm. And each time, it is central. The Word of God is central to each situation. So, verse 9, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Any biblical characters come to your mind that this passage may apply? Daniel was the first one I thought of. Talk a little bit about Daniel and how this might apply.
First of all, Daniel, he continued for 2 weeks, wasn't in his incarcerated, I believe, he was praying, so on and so forth. And he would not eat the king before him.
Right.
And he said, "I'm not doing it." He showed me the lion's den.
Yeah.
For me, to me, about that story, the king came and looked at him and said, "Daniel." He knew Daniel was in there.
Yeah.
So that says a lot about what man and young man cleansed his way. He did.
Yes. Listen to Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8. Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Where would he get the standards for a decision such as this? God's word. From the Jewish law, the scriptures in which he had studied as a young man, and then taken into captivity as a young man, quite possibly the scriptures not with him, but they were in his heart. And here now what we see is, wherewithal shall young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. And we see Daniel observing or keeping the word that he knew, God's word that he knew. And it led to purity and great blessing. So another character, Nan. Excellent. Yes, Joseph. Which part of Joseph's life have came to mind?
How long? I mean, he stayed firm. He believed, trusted, in a long, hard circumstances.
Right. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, listen to Genesis 39, verse 9. This is in the context of Potiphar's wife. This is Joseph's response to her advance. He says, "There is none greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything, that is, Potiphar hath kept back nothing from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" What were the standards upon which Joseph was living? It was the standards of God's instructions, God's word that had been passed down from generation to generation. That a man and a wife, that was God's plan for a marriage, and that he was not to interfere in that affair. Good. Joseph. Any others come to mind? Anyone else? Yes, Nan?
Samuel.
In which instance?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Absolutely, yes. Yeah, I want to draw your attention as well to Joshua. If you look at Joshua chapter 1, listen to these instructions. Joshua chapter 1, verse 7. "Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Again, we are seeing that the Word of God being a part of a person's life leads to a positive, pure, prosperous direction. I also want to point our attention to the end of Psalm 119, actually right in the middle. Look at verse 91. Look at Psalm 119, verse 91. "They continue this day according to thy ordinances, for all are thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in mine afflictions. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day, that through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Notice the psalmist here again speaking in a very, very similar way, speaking of how the word of God is a guide unto purity. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed. This term, by taking heed, is also translated to keep, to observe. By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Now, as we begin with this concept, immediately the psalmist is exalting the word of God and exalting it as a key part of a person's life, especially if they desire to live in purity. Now we look at verse 10 and we see, with my whole heart have I sought thee. And one thing, as I am studying this, I am paying close attention to the verbs. All right? I'm paying close attention to the verbs and who is doing the actions here. You will notice that in verse 9, the psalmist is speaking some instruction, words of instruction. In verse 10, he now includes himself and he says, with my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. You know, dear ones, there is a certain measure of accountability here. You see, the psalmist is including himself, and he is the one who is doing the seeking here. He is seeking after with his whole heart. He is seeking after God. As we seek to walk in a life of purity, it's going to demand choices of us. It's going to demand that we choose to seek after God, and we do so with our whole heart. Have you ever watched someone do something half-heartedly? Whether it's playing a piano piece or playing a game. How would you describe a half-hearted effort? Well, they go until it gets hard, or they don't practice, or they do the easy stuff first, and then maybe they'll get around to the hard stuff. Here the psalmist is emphasizing he is seeking after God, but in this seeking, it is being done with a whole heart. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. It is almost as if the psalmist understands this truth. If I am not pursuing after God with my whole heart, then my tendency is going to be, I wander away. And so he speaks this out and he says, oh, let me not wander. It's not my desire to wander away from thy commandments. In verse 11, a verse that we all probably know, thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against Have you ever thought of the ramifications of this truth? Have you ever thought about this? Literally, this idea of hiding is treasuring. I treasure. Thy word have I treasured in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Listen to what Proverbs has to say. Proverbs in chapter 2. I want to read several verses here from the writer of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 1. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee. Same word. Hide or treasure my commandments with thee. Now listen to what the writer of Proverbs has to say about this. So that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom out of his mouth, cometh knowledge and understanding, and he layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good truth. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. And we see this further described in the book of Proverbs as seeking for wisdom and seeking for it as silver, and as for a hid treasure, understanding the fear of the Lord and finding the knowledge of God. Because the truth is, dear ones, that the Lord is the giver of wisdom. From God comes knowledge and understanding. God lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. He's a buckler to them that walk uprightly. Let us not miss the qualifications there. Uprightness, righteousness. So back to the psalm, thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. What's the psalmist's desire? That I walk in a clean and pure way. And I do that by keeping God's word. And he further describes that as treasuring it. I treasure it. I hold it close. I hide it within myself, that it is a part of me. In a very real way, this is what takes place in a person's life when we walk through life and we do not have the scriptures with us. The reality is that God's truth goes with us in our heart and mind. And so the challenge is, are you treasuring God's word? Are you treasuring it, holding it close to yourself? Because the more and more and more we do this, the more and more more strength that we have to live a righteous life and to say no to sin. Because God's word creates a standard. And if we hold to that standard and we treasure that standard, when sin comes at us, we will be ready and prepared to say no. This is the exact reason why we encourage you to be in the Word of God every day. It's so easy to get in a habit of busyness and pushing aside the time with God. But I will tell you, and you have probably found this out, as I have, that those days when you go without the time with God are truly the days that struggles really hit hard. And truly are the times when it's difficult or more difficult to say no to sin. God's word is powerful, church. And the psalmist is realizing that here. And God is sharing that with us. Why else would he say, hide and treasure God's word that I might not sin against thee? He is saying that for the express purpose of challenging us and reminding us that God's word is powerful. And it will work mightily in our lives to help us walk in a pure way. So value it. Hold it tight. Hold it tight. The psalmist says, blessed then, blessed art thou, O Lord, or Jehovah. Teach me thy statutes. And if you were to go through this psalm, you will see this term multiple times as the psalmist hungers to be taught God's truth. Here's a question for you. Do you have a teachable heart? Do you have a heart to long to learn God's truth? Do you have an attitude before God and saying, teach me, God? Teach me. And what is fascinating, if you look through the psalm, every time, or not every time, but a lot of the times that you see him using this word, it is following or including a praise of God. Listen to Psalm 119 in verse 7. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. Verse 26. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Verse 64. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Listen to verse 68. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. Why is it that the psalmist cries out and says, teach me? It is because he understands the character of God. And he understands the greatness of God. And he understands that God is so incredible that he can't help but praise him. And then after he gets done praising his God, he says, oh, I want to learn from you. I want to learn from you. You have laid out your teachings. Pour them upon my life. Because I want to learn from a great God. Verse 13, with my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. We see the psalmist here referring to an action of him speaking forth God's truth. With his lips he has declared all the judgments of thy mouth. Well, the judgments of thy mouth refers to the word of God and the scriptures here. And the psalmist here is identifying himself as being one who is a proclaimer, or one who is accounting or recounting the things of God. And the very fact that he speaks of his lips speaks of the idea that these are outward, audible expressions of God. In verse 14, I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. Again, what we see here is the incredible value that the Word of God has in the heart and attitude of the psalmist. You know, as you look at this, you see the word rejoice. What are the things that you rejoice over? What are the things that cause your heart to be happy, to be excited, to rejoice? You know, here in this context, the psalmist speaks of riches. And he does this again also later in the psalm in verse 162. Look at verse 162. He says, I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. You know, for some reason, the illustration that comes to my mind is this. You've watched the commercials of those that win the lottery, don't you? Haven't you? And what do? They are the sweepstakes, whatever. They go and they knock on the door and they have the big check. And they stand out there and then the door opens and there's the people. And what do? Oh, they rejoice. They get excited. Woo! Yes, they're excited. Well, what are they excited over? They're excited over great riches. Great spoil. I mean, you see there in verse 162, and I have to laugh at this because the visual that I get is this. He says, I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. This is the visual I get. I go out in the back field and I'm digging for a fence post. And I hit something hard. And I'm like, I push the dirt away and it's wooden. And so I dig a little bit more around and I continue to dig and you guessed it, I find a treasure chest. Well, how do you think I'm going to be? I'm going to be out in the middle of the field jumping up and down and excited. And I sure hope I own the field. But you rejoice over great spoil. And that's the way we are. And the psalmist understands that we are excited about riches. I mean, he knows. God knows that our heart is so bent towards money. And the psalmist says, listen, I rejoice at thy word, just like somebody that rejoices at great spoil. I rejoice in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. What characterizes your life? Do you find yourself rejoicing more in the temporal things? Rejoicing more in the getting, the materialism, the money? Do you find yourself rejoicing in the ways of God? Excited about God's truth and the things that He is doing and the things that He's teaching. The challenge for us, church, believer, is we need to be rejoicing in that way. And we should find ourselves doing that much more than rejoicing in great riches or spoil. Verse 15, I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. Verse 16, I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Notice here the psalmist, I will, I will, I will. I will meditate. I will have respect. I will delight. I will not forget. Well, let's think about those things. I will meditate. I will meditate in thy precepts. The psalmist writes this in verse 23. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Look at verse 27. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk or meditate on thy wondrous works. Meditate. This is the idea of truly having it being a part of one's life to the point that you talk about it. You speak often of it. I will meditate. I will speak often. I will allow my life and my lips to be affected by thy precepts. I will have respect unto thy ways. Look at verse 6 of Psalm 119. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. Look at verse 18. Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. The psalmist says, I've got nothing to be ashamed of when I respect the commandments of God. I will meditate. I will have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. Verse 47, and I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. Loved. What do we delight in? We delight in the things that we love, don't we? Right? We find great delight in the things that we love and that we cherish. And the psalmist here says, this is going to be my life. I am going to meditate on thy precepts. I will have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget. I will not forget thy word. Look at the final verse in this Psalm 170, verse 176. The psalmist writes, I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. Well, what's the conclusion? What's the challenge? Again, it comes back to the Word of God, doesn't it? I mean, are you catching this idea that the psalmist, all he's talking about is God's Word, and it's almost like he is looking at God's Word and applying it to all these different applications in life. And just like you and I, we stand and we look at a building, then we go to the other side and we stand and look at it from that side. We see different things. Yes, we see the building, but we understand different truths about it and different details. And so the Word of God is standing out before us and standing before the psalmist here. And he has observed it and he is keeping to it. But life, as you and I both know, life has all different things that it throws at us. But the wonderful thing is that the Word of God stands like a solid building, a solid rock. And no matter from what direction we might come and approach it, it stands firm and constant as our answer. It stands as God's truth upon which we must rely. So the answer, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to God's word. Lord, I thank you for your word. And God, you are challenging us tonight through the psalmist as he communicates these truths about your word. And Lord, we're learning that your word is sufficient for anything that comes at us. Oh God, give your people strength this week. Lord, many of us are weary and tired, and Lord, would you allow them to sleep peacefully and gain strength for each new day. Lord, may your word be their delight. May it be upon our lips. Lord, help us to understand that your word is of great value. It's a treasure. Lord, help us to apply these things. In Jesus' name, amen.